You have more control over what you do out here than you think. Hear me out, because I have something for you. Welcome to Not Your Sensei. In this episode, you'll find out why I recommend you select an IT support role as your first position, regardless of your aspirations. Since starting Not Your Sensei, I've had a few people reach out to me wanting to make a change in their lives and get into the IT field, with the majority of them not even considering working in IT up until very recently. They usually fit into one of about three camps. One, they want to move from another country to work in IT in Japan. So, not particularly relevant to today's discussion, but I'll address it in another episode. Outside of those, number two, people who have done some research and or just like the sound of a certain industry and position. And three, those who have no idea but are interested in working in the field. So out of those I've spoken to that have an idea of where they want to be, the most popular positions are usually cybersecurity analyst, network engineer, and finally cloud administration or security. Now, all of these are excellent positions with untapped potential and high salary ceilings. However, since the majority of them are starting with no experience, the recommendation is the same. Start in a user support role so you can earn some money while gaining experience. Then on the back end, study towards your target role. Don't get me wrong, in an ideal world, you would start in a junior position of your target position. For example, junior cybersecurity analyst for certain cybersecurity roles, junior network engineer for network engineering roles, and junior cloud administrator for cloud administration roles. However, true entry-level positions in these fields are few and far between, especially for those who are not fresh graduates. One possible reason is companies are more likely to select someone internally, or maybe even select from a friend or family member of a trusted employee and train them up, especially when it's for an entry-level role. Then, in some cases, the whole hiring process for an outsider is more of a facade, since an internal candidate may have more going for them, and this happens more than you think. However, we can get around this by building skills and practical experience through taking courses and self-study. So in other words, you have to be prepared for an entry-level role, even if it does not ask for experience. But don't worry, we'll unpack this in another episode. Now, back to our topic. If you do happen to see any entry-level positions posted online like this that match your aspirations, by all means, you should definitely apply for them. However, in the absence of these kind of roles, especially when you're looking to get into IT with no experience, the starting block, in most cases, is going to be user support. You'll see titles such as User Support Technician, Help Desk Technician, Desktop Support Technician, Field Technician. The best way to decipher these roles will be they'll need 1 to 3 years of experience, and I believe this experience can be overcome by self-study and taking courses. In these roles, essentially your main function will be solving incredibly basic to medium difficulty user issues, then escalating to senior team members if you cannot resolve them. So, why user support? One, positions are plentiful. People to fill these roles are in demand, especially with companies opening new offices around Japan. People are needed to liaise between HQ and local teams, and in the case of Japan, bilingual and bicultural staff are getting more and more in demand. 2. User support bypasses the gatekeeper. Once you enter a company as user support, you are now an insider. This allows you to network internally and speak directly to the teams involved in the positions you plan to transition to. You can even ask for tips and advice on how to move across. You gain better insight into the user experience, which in turn will translate into you providing better service once you change position. That being said, there are two main caveats that you need to bear in mind before joining a company, especially if you have a completely different aspirations from user support. One, ensure you mention during your interview process that you are interested in your aspirational position, i.e. network engineering, cloud engineering, cybersecurity, and would like to move towards your dream position in the future. You have to be able to demonstrate this by continually studying and taking certifications to show that you were serious. 2. Although you need to give the support role a chance and learn as much as you can, don't stay there for too long or you'll stagnate. If your first company does not allow you to at least take a few steps towards something you're interested in, that's in within the first 2 years, don't be afraid to look elsewhere, because now you'll be armed with the experience up until this point, and as long as you kept studying, you'll be more valuable to a new employer. So to wrap it up, regardless of the end goal position, I highly recommend you start by building a wide base of core competencies in IT by starting in user support. Then as you progress, and if you find an area that you're interested in, you go deeper into that topic. And then as you do your job well and get yourself known within the company, that time spent and skills gained become indispensable when you want to transition either laterally within the same company or into a different company. My very first role was in user support, and although most of the time issues were trivial and could be resolved by either restarting a PC or reinstalling software, I still have one that I remember to this day. Over 10 years ago, a junior team member called me about a computer using external monitors, and one was apparently not working, and he had worked on it for roughly 2 hours with no luck. When he called me, my first and last question was, "Have you checked that it was plugged in?" To which he replied, "I'll call you back." Roughly a minute later, I received an email saying the issue had been resolved. And you'll be surprised how often these kind of issues happen in user support. See for yourself, there are always dozens of IT support positions online. To wrap things up, IT support has the lowest entry barriers into the field and allows you to progress relatively quickly while gaining experience and networking within the organization. It allows you to bypass the gatekeepers and network with experienced technicians internally, and as long as you continue learning and don't stay for too long, this is an excellent strategy for getting your foot in the door and moving towards your dream career. So, how did I do? What hit the mark and what wasn't so great? For feedback, questions and topics, give me a follow and send me an Instagram DM to @notyoursenseipodcast. So, that's all I have for you for today. Have a great day. Speak to you later. Peace.